This is the city. Powell, Wyoming. We are Scott and Russ reporting on a Friday, as we have items sent to us from the Powell Police Department concerning activities from earlier this week. They include fraud-related. West 2nd received a report of a fraud, just a singular fraud. An officer spoke with the RP. Case under investigation, disposition, see case. Could be anywhere in West 2nd. All the businesses over there. But just not a series of frauds. It is just one singular fraud. So, yeah. Domestic, East 7th. Received a report of a domestic disturbance. Officers responded, spoke with both parties involved. It had only been verbal. There was no cages set up. There was no smacking around. Situation resolved for the time being, which is a predictor of things to come. So,
and I'm just trying to figure, if it was just verbal, how did it rise to the level of needing to call the cops?
Yeah, it could be. Well, and this occurring at, before 5 p.m., so it's not like keeping people awake. They're screaming next door, you know. But no, it's somebody had called up. It could have been one of the parties involved. So, that's it. I'm calling the cops.
Yeah.
I double dare you, too.
Double dare you.
I've got 9-1 push. Oh, yeah?
I'm going to push one.
Here it comes. Traffic complaint, West Coulter. Received a complaint of a vehicle that was all over the road, and when the RP pulled around the vehicle, the female driver of the van pulled up beside the RP and started yelling obscenities at them. It's part of their driving. An officer responded, searched, didn't locate the vehicle. Gone on arrival.
Hey, that wasn't on the test.
No, and all over the road, and then probably was too slow, so this guy pulls, passes him, and then the van races up and gets up next to him and screams at him. And probably, I don't know, she was crazy. So, don't know.
Or on a cell phone.
Could have been, yeah. Traffic stop reform, driver warning for right headlight out. No, it wasn't. You can't argue those, you know. Yeah, it is. See, right here. It's out. So, you're just picking on me. No, it's your headlight is out. Let's see, dogs, animal call. North Douglas received a report of an aggressive dog. An officer spoke, responded and spoke with the owner about the complaint, disposition completed. So it could be aggressive in barking and threatening you or trying to sell you a vacuum. You don't know. It's an aggressive one. So theft. North Everett received report of a theft. An officer spoke with the RP. Case under investigation. Animal call. South Ingles received report of an aggressive dog incident under investigation. Don't let it end up mating with the one on Douglas Street.
You'll have super aggressive.
Yeah,
dog.
They'll be bonus aggressiveness.
Yeah.
So, assault. South Division received report of an assault. Officer responded. Case under investigation. Doesn't say anything about it, though. Property found. East Coulter. Silver Apple phone was found. Brought in law enforcement center. They only came in looking for it. Returned to them. Disposition. Dispatch handle. There's usually tears when you get your phone back.
Yeah, it's like, oh, thank God.
You're so happy. My iPhone is missing. And standing on the corner with a sign, iPhone missing. Yeah. Then you go into the cops and they hold it up and then it's a reunion. And then afterwards, then you say, well, could you look for my baby too? You know?
Oh, by the way,
I'm missing a kid. Could you look for that? I don't know. Traffic stop on North Day. Traffic stop performed. Driver issued a warning for headlights required.
What?
Failure to carry a driver's license.
What?
Too. Disposition warning issued. Say, well, it's never dark at 10:41 at night.
Are these new rules?
Yeah, it's a newfangled rules that are coming in. So, well, yeah, this right before 11 p.m. I don't need any of those fancy lights on the front of my vehicle.
I've got vision like a cat.
Yeah, and if I need it, I've got a candle I'll light.
So. Yeah.
Let's go over to Cody and find out what happened. They include a traffic stop on 19th Street. Driver warned for left of center and failure to update your driver's license. Warning issued. Updating. You can't do that. Well, right on the computer. Well, yeah. I guess they're doing it in Montana now, computerizing. So.
Really?
Yeah.
And all you got to do is click and send in $30 or something?
No, you got to do all kinds of little hoops to jump through. Mm. But that's always been an issue up in Montana. They couldn't figure that out for a long time. Hmm. So, but now, you fail to update your driver's license. You can't plug it in to get an update either.
I was going to say, well, where's my reminder? It's time to update your software.
Yeah. Citizen contact, 17th Street, broken down truck disposition assistance, Kevin. That's more like a truck contact than a citizen contact. So, so your truck's broke down, huh? Yep, there is. So.
Better call the cops.
Yeah. Animal stray at McDonald's. RP says there's some sort of animal by the garbage can disposition assistance, Kevin. Could be anything. So there's beaver setting up a dam next to McDonald's garbage can.
Could be an aardvark.
Yeah, you don't know.
Don't know.
Yeah, don't go near it. It's growling at you.
Here, kitty.
Yeah.
Chomp.
Yeah, Wolverine comes out of there. Yeah. You know, already 20 pounds overweight from eating Big Macs. So
that's when you go, I want my obituary to say DBB, death by badger.
Death by badger. And then... Yeah, badger killed you while you were waiting for them to fix the ice cream machine. So, there you go. Let's see. Animal lost. Glade Court. RP lost a calico cat that's pregnant. Usually they'll come back with kittens traveling behind them sometimes. That's what cats do sometimes. They'll go find a hiding spot to have kittens. So let's see. Trespass complaint. Green Acre Mobile Home Park. RP would like a man trespass from the park. Doesn't have his name, but he's walking around C Street right now. Anybody who's on C Street, trespass him from the Mobile Home Park. So.
You'll know him when you see him.
Usually on those trespass complaints, there's a right at the top of the page, they're asking for someone's name. So that's sort of important.
Yeah.
So let's see. Property loss. Albertsons. RP lost a brown oversized wallet. Has her driver's license, about $70 in cash in it, dispatch handled. So wallet's too big to put in your pocket, so you just leave it in the shopping cart. It'll be fine. So road hazard blockage, South Fork Hill, drops a box of tools on the road. Assistance given. They're road tools now. So there you go. So get quite a few of those. Yeah, you're going to be cheap, not get the big toolbox for the back of the pickup. I'll just chuck them in there, and then, oops, you forgot you laid them on the side of the truck, and now they're gone. Ready report on 19th, maroon Chevy S10 driving erratically. Warning issued. So stop driving erratically, I guess is what the warning would say. So,
you drive like you're drunk.
Yeah. So could you maybe pay attention a little more? Because everybody thinks you're drunk. So let's see. Traffic. Miscellaneous assistance. Circle Drive Park. RP says there was some damage done. One of the city's mowers disposition assistance. Kevin, it can't go in a circle anymore. So let's see. Miscellaneous assistance on Sheridan Avenue. Mail called wanting police to respond to the second floor of the courthouse disposition. C case. So that's usually where the judges are. Oh, you got to watch out. Littering on 29th Street. RP says there's still a mattress at the above area disposition. Assistance, Kevin. I don't want to go pick it up. I don't want to touch it. You don't know what's on it. Got a bunch of COVID-y lice all over it. Like, ew. Don't want to touch that thing. Could be perfect for Halloween, though. Look out for the mattress.
Scary mattress.
Yeah. Intoxicated subject, C Street. Male heading toward Bighorn. Wearing an orange shirt. Carrying a white bag. Is stumbling. Now vomiting behind the dumpster. RP concerned that he might stumble into traffic disposition. No action taken. So there you go. So, and then disturbance on Good Turn. RP states someone in the area is playing music. And I hate music. Music is the devil's tool.
Indeed.
Yeah. It's a devil's playground is what music is. So anyway, disposition. Unable to locate. We can't find music in Cody. So there you go. So anyway, that is today's version of Scott and Russ's Police Blotter, brought to you by Aldridge's Do It Center, where Tim's already busy chasing some kind of animal over there at Aldridge's. So ask him about that. Anyway, appreciate Powell Police, Cody Police, for today's Police Blotter Report.